Bahrain is, we race at night there, so it's got a different atmosphere to it, to a lot of the other tracks on the WEC calendar, not so much Le Mans, obviously. So, yeah, very, very fast straight, breaking into a super tight hairpin. No longer you're out of that, and you're into turn two and three, which is two corners which open up and head you up to the short little back straight up to turn five, which is a fourth gear right-hander off camber exit, so it's hard to get the traction down out of that corner. And then you head down into a really quite a nice little section of the track, and probably my favourite section of the track, actually. So a left-right-left and plunging downhill. So quite quick section of the track, and then you're braking very, very hard for turn eight. Very, very hard corner to get right. And visibility is also quite tricky there to get the exit right with some of the GT cars here and there. So that's a tricky corner. Exiting out of there, and then you've got a blind entry into turn 9 and 10, one of the hardest corners on the track, in my opinion. Very easy to lock brakes and not get the entry particularly clean, so that's always a challenge for the drivers. Exiting out of there, behind the pits now, another section where the 919 can get up to a very, very high speed. Braking into 11, you've got to watch this corner with wind, so if you've got a tailwind or a headwind, the performance of the car changes quite a lot because Bahrain's quite exposed to wind. Run through turn 11, it's about fourth gear through there, then fifth, sixth, and through a very, very fast turn 12. Combined braking into 13, just over the crest, very important to turn in early there. And that's the penultimate corner. You have another long straight, and you brake for a very, very important corner, which closes the lap out, which links another straight. So that's why it's very important to get a clean exit out of there, and that's the lap of Bahrain.